Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Dark Prayer Podcast. Today we will be praying again for our children. This is what we do here. We just partner with God to shape the destinies and the lives of our children. I find it so amazing that little small me can impact generations, maybe even great, 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 great grandchildren, right, that may never hear anything about me, only God knows. But I don't mind setting the way and setting, you know, just paving the paths for them and just leaving treasures in their paths with my prayer. So it's so amazing that all of us have the potential, we have the power to do this kind of thing. I mean, this is really amazing, you know. So, yep, that's the kind of legacy that I want to leave, is just lives that are so amazing because someone dared to trust God, have faith, and pray. Anyways, going straight to the episode today. I'm not exactly sure when this will air. I'm just prepping it ahead of time. However, I trust that the Lord will let it air at the right time. It might be next week. I don't know. We'll see what God wants to do with it, right? But the scripture that comes to mind today, and it's funny because I'm reading from Psalm 23:6, and this is also, and the music is randomly playing, "Great is God's Faithfulness." So what are we talking about today? This scripture has been lingering in my mind. It is Psalm 23 verse 6 that says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, all the days of my life. Come on, somebody. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Another version says, your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I am back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. And Amplified version says, just a minute, please. Surely, or only goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and His presence shall be my dwelling place. Let's go to the Passion Translation. And that is, I mean, is a banger, like Nigerians would say. So why would I fear the future? What if our kids never had to fear the future? What if their lives are so restlessly secured and every day they're awake to the fact that God's goodness and mercy follows them, His beauty and love chases after them every single day of their lives? So it says, so why would I fear the future? Only goodness. I mean, if God is not faithful, I don't know what the definition of faithful is. Because imagine His promise, only goodness and tender love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. Talk about a guaranteed life here and afterwards. Oh, I think that's going to be the episode topic. Okay. Anyways, I love it. So why would I fear the future? Only goodness and tender love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. My brethren, I don't even know... I don't know what better way, right, to live our lives, for our children to live our lives, than with the assurance, with this guarantee. So let's just decree, Lord, we thank you that your word already proclaimes that most assuredly, your goodness and mercies will follow us all the days of our lives. We thank you for our children, that your mercy, your goodness follows them all the days of their lives. Their spouses, that your goodness and mercy follows them all the days of their lives. their children, that your goodness and mercy follows them all the days of their lives. Their children's children, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and everyone that comes through our legacy. Lord, we decree and we thank you because of the assurance of your word that your goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their lives. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful promise that your beauty and love, your presence, your goodness chases after our children and their children and their children and their children and their children every day of their lives. We thank you, Lord, for this assurance. We thank you that our children wake up each day knowing that they have you, knowing that you have gone before them, knowing that the only thing that is permitted to pursue them and to overtake them is your beauty and your love, is your goodness, is your graciousness. Lord, we thank you that your goodness, your mercy, and your unfailing love, we thank you that your unfailing love will follow our children and their spouses and their children and their legacy all the days of their lives. And through the length of their days, they will be in your house every day, every waking moment, every second, Father. We thank you that your presence abides with them. Your presence takes every step with them. Your presence sleeps with them and wakes up with them. Your presence opens their mouth when they talk, Father. And your presence closes their mouth when they shouldn't talk, Father. We thank you that the sole of their foot upon, you give unto them as an inheritance. We thank you that you make a way for them where there is no way. We thank you that you illuminate their path. You give them understanding for times and seasons. We thank you, Lord, that you give them clarity even when the rest of the world is confused. We thank you that your goodness and your mercy is with them. It pursues them. Your beauty and unfailing love pursues and overtakes our children all the days of their lives, Father. That your presence is with them all the days of their lives, Father. Actually, also that your presence is their dwelling place. Father, we thank you that with every breath that our children breathe, their spouses, their children, their children's children, Father, we thank you that they live and move and have their being in your presence, God. In your presence, God, that their lives are extensions of your glory, the character and attributes that make you, God, will be visible and will be manifested in and through the lives of their children, in and through the lives of their spouses, in and through the lives of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren unto the millionth generation. Father, we thank you for your marker upon our lives. We thank you for the assurance of your word. We thank you, Father, that they will never fear the future. That they will never fear the future because your goodness and your love surround them. Because your unfailing love takes them through each day, Father. Because your presence go with them, wakes with them, and sleeps with them. And it's from where they exist, Father. We thank you that they will not fear the future. Only goodness and tender love pursues our children's children, pursues our generations, pursues every choice of spouse, God, pursues every choice of career, pursues everything that pertains to them all the days of their lives. And we thank you for the guaranteed life that afterward, when our lives are through, when their lives are through, they will return to your glorious presence, God. Each one of our children and their spouses and their children will return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. Thank you for this guaranteed life, Father. Thank you for the assurance of your word. Thank you that your promises are yes, yes, and amen. Thank you for being so faithful. Great is your faithfulness, God. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you for your promise to us and to our children and our children's children, continued until the millionth generation, if you tarry. We thank you, Father, that we can trust in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, friends, for praying with me. As always, we keep praying. God is so good. I mean, that I can even rest knowing this is like everything. So blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you as you go about your week. I pray that His goodness and mercy will overtake you today. Everywhere you go, your place of work, in your conversations, in your marriage. And that you'll truly know that you live a guaranteed life here and afterwards. So the Lord bless you and keep you. All my love. If this is your first time here, or if you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus, the deal is already done. You just have to accept the gift. He already died on the cross for your sins and mine. So all you have to do is ask the Lord to forgive you your sins, to come into your heart. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Believe that Jesus really is the Lord and Savior. He died on the cross for us. Confess your sins, ask Him to forgive you of all your sins, and declare Him as your Lord, and ask Him to help you live the rest of your life for Him. You're welcome to the family. May the Lord bless you as well. And I will see you at the next episode. God bless you. Bye.